Another gunman leaves dead and wounded behind in a shooting spree on a college campus. President Joe Biden, who last year signed the first major gun restrictions in 30 years, cited the shootings as evidence that more needs to be done, and soon.
We have to do something to stop gun violence ripping apart our communities. Ripping apart. There is no rationale for assault weapons.
Police have found no reason or connection.
We have absolutely no idea what the motive was at this point. We can confirm that the 43-year-old suspect had no affiliation to the university.
The answers might have perished with the suspect, shown in this police photo, who police say fatally shot himself as they were closing in on him.
Everyone's crying, and just as we freshly blockaded the doors, apparently people heard shooting, they heard the door open, and it's this giant stampede of people headed toward me.
The latest shooting, terrorizing the town of East Lansing as hundreds of officers searched for the gunman, left emotions raw.
We received a lot of texts that were just, I'm on my way. Just within people showing up, where do you need me? It was a sad but a very proud night for all of us here.
As parents, we tell our kids it's going to be okay. We say that all the time. But the truth is, words are not good enough. We must act, and we will.
In Michigan, many students are returning home, their university a crime scene.
I am currently directly across the street from where the shootings at Michigan State occurred. I am 21 years old, and this is the second mass shooting that I have now lived through. 10 years and 2 months ago, I survived the Sandy Hook shooting. The fact that this is the second mass shooting that I have now lived through is incomprehensible.
The U.S. Congress remains mired in a decades-long dispute over the right to bear arms as the daily carnage continues. John Hendren, Al Jazeera.